Senate today wrapping up the second extra session for this General Assembly, about 40 days after the Senate first started on Senate Bill 5, which is now on its way to the governor.
It is on its way. It took a little longer today, but we wanted the minority party to have plenty of time to voice their opinion, so we took it up last night and then again today. And after 5 hours today, we had to move the previous question, which forced a vote on it, but it did pass, and we took the version that the House had sent over there. It's been a long, drawn-out affair. Here, a lot of costs. I've seen the Kansas City Star put an article, this could cost the state $1.2 million, whatever. We're down to, I think, up to date, maybe $70,000. So it may cost $80,000, but I think if it saves a mother's life or saves a child, then I think it's money well spent. And so it's something that we had to do. I'm in favor of doing and fully supported.
This was a measure that, as many of the supporters have said, this is more about safety, or as much about safety as it is about the health of the mother and or child.
It is. And had there been an accident, the St. Louis ordinance, which all this brought about a lot of this, the federal judge, but they did not want him to use lights and sirens to come pick somebody up at the abortion clinic if there was complications. What could be more important than getting someone there in an emergency situation, getting them to a hospital? It's just that ridiculous, some of this stuff, by being a sanctuary city for abortions. They could force religious schools to hire somebody that was pro-choice. Religious schools shouldn't be forced that. I mean, the option, they could force you to lease your facility to an abortion clinic, even though you don't believe in it and didn't want your own private property. There's just a lot of things that were wrong with the St. Louis ordinance provided for, and I just did not agree.
Along the same lines of the safety aspect of it was the lack of inspections on these facilities. In some places, I think it's been 10 or 12 years, and some of them have been inspected, and there really hasn't been. These are hospitals, essentially.
Yes, they basically are hospitals. They perform hospital procedures. To think of something like that, don't you want the best for the mother? I want the mother alive and the child alive, both. But if she's going to have an abortion, then it ought to be in a facility that's been inspected, that's clean. She didn't get some type of infection. And I let her read something, and it wasn't a huge amount of complications, but there'd been like 60 or 80 in the last several years there where they'd had complications with people. They're just not equipped for that, and they need to have admission privileges to local hospitals. They need to be Missouri doctors with admission privileges, and it needed to be done, and just the way it was done, and they already had 4 more planned, and so they may still open. This is going to be 90 days before it goes into effect once the governor signs it, I think 90 days from August. So some may open, but as soon as they open, they should have to close unless they can meet all these requirements. When I first started in the House, we had 7. It was down to 1 in the state that was located in St. Louis, and they already had at least 4 already planned, and there was numerous doctors that believed in abortion, and they were already planning these other clinics.
Another aspect of this bill involves the Attorney General. Is that something that needs to happen?
That was really a big debatable issue. No one wants to see their local prosecutors bypassed, but if the local prosecutor will not prosecute and enforce this law, then this allows the Attorney General to step in and do so. Some people thought that was the first step in centralized prosecution, that we were going to end up doing away with all local county prosecutors and everything would go through Jeff City. That is furthest from the truth. As a rural legislator and as a number of rural legislators, we are not going to let that ever happen. I mean, we like our local elections, local controls, and knowing who our prosecutors are. And so that's the thing. I know in murder cases, my brother-in-law prosecuted one of the largest mass murders ever in the state of Missouri, and the Attorney General, they offer 3 options. One, they'll do it. One, they'll come down there and sit beside you and help you if you need it. And the other, they will just back off. And that's basically kind of what this amounts to. Now, there was some concern that at some point there could be an Attorney General that was pro-choice, not pro-life, and then he wouldn't pursue it very actively. I think that's a stretch. And if we see an issue like that, then we can always take the legislative steps to correct it.